said total selflessness, I say total selflessness is that I have a friend and someone's trying to kill him and he shoots the gun and I jump in front and take the bullet for him and I die, right? Now, at first glance, is that selflessness? Because technically it's selfish. Why is he my friend? Because I want him to be alive. Because I'm his friend. So what's that act? Is it selfish or selfless?
When another person can become more important to you than you are to yourself, that's called selfless. It's not that you're nothing, but he's more important. See, that's what bittul means. Bittul doesn't mean, I'm nothing, I'm stupid, I'm... That's not bittul. Bittul means, you're important. I feel that you are important. That's called bittul. And if you're more important than my life, that's a lot of bittul. So selfless doesn't mean, I'm nothing, I don't care, I don't count, I don't... That's a shmata. That's not... Selfless means you have become more important to me than I am to myself. So better you should live than I should live. That's selfless. In other words, selfless doesn't mean I'm nothing. Selfless means you're everything. And by the way, if the Eibishter created the world, it's because we are more important to him than he is to himself. Because in order to have us, he has to be metzamtzem himself, he has to hide himself, he has to give up some part of himself in order for us to exist. So the Eibishter created the world means he's not happy being himself. He's happy when you exist. So you are more important to him than he is to himself. And since we're created in his image, he has that selflessness, so we have it also.